Hello and welcome once again to Coffee and the Cosmos with Sagima Bay, and I'm your host, Craig Wells, and it's just another incredible day in Yahweh. And so many people ask me, you know, how is it always another incredible day? So I'm just going to go ahead and tell it to you. What you speak into existence by your frequency is what you're going to bring into existence. I'm not trying to be hypocritical, and I'm not trying to lie, nor am I trying to get you to lie or be like fake. But on the same hand, it is very hard when you're going through something to declare and decree the blessings of Yahweh over yourself. Yeah, a lot of times, I'll be honest with you, it's a little easier to declare the blessings of Yahweh over other people. You ever notice that? Even though you may be going through something, it's a little easier for you to declare and decree the blessings of Yahweh by Holy Spirit through the blood covenant of Yeshua the Christ on other people or other people's problems or circumstances or situations, or even rejoicing with their victories. But when you're going through something, sometimes it's not always the easiest to decree it over yourself, because your natural man will try to step in and tell you, oh, you don't measure up. Oh, no, this situation don't measure up. Oh, no, you have this problem in your life. Oh, look at this. This hasn't been overcome yet. Or look at the pressure you have on you, right? So you have all these outside influences of voices in your head trying to tell you opposite of what Yahweh says about you or what Yahweh says concerning your circumstance or situation. And that is why you want to go into the frequency of the Yod, the Hey, the Va, the Hey. The Yod, the Hey, the Shin, the Va, the Hey. I'm going to explain that a little more, because you want to go into that frequency. So what you're doing is you are beginning to speak by faith that which is concerning you. And I know that sounds simple, but it is something that we can bypass on a day-to-day basis, only come in agreement with the natural man. I don't mean sin or unrighteousness. Even if you sin and have unrighteousness in you, most of you, maybe not all, but I would dare to believe that most of you did not come in agreement with it. It was just something that happened, or a bad decision, or you're just stupid for the moment. But that's not the true depths of your heart. And even if it is, man, you just hang around the Spirit of God long enough, that blood covenant's going to come and wash it. The Holy Spirit's going to come convict it. It's going to do its perfect work. You can stop policing yourself. Go ahead, stop policing yourself. Because when you police yourself, you try to come up to a par of a righteousness that you already have. But you're trying to come up to it in the natural realm. And once you realize you already have, you won't be asking to be that which you are. You will become that which you are. But as long as we have the frequency of thinking that we're not what we are in a striving mode of becoming. We seem to always set ourselves back in the natural realm, having these things function in our life. I love it. One time, really for a few years, Ian had these prayers, right? And I still probably have them in my recordings. And one of the things he was talking about is going in and taking the blood of Yeshua and, you know, washing it over that area. But because it's already happening. You just come in agreement. You're coming and taking responsibility of yourself as a high priest before the Lord. And you are answering up for it before your God, or repenting up for it before your God, and allowing yourself to be clean before your God. But this is a process that's already on your life before you even say something. Why? Once you begin, or should I say, once you've begun the journey of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, come into my heart, he don't stop because we drop, bend, and roll along the way, right? I mean, he just don't. Our righteousness is not according to our faithfulness. Our righteousness is according to his faithfulness, which is complete. So let's go back into, now that you're starting to understand that, I pray you're starting to understand that, and that you can go into the Yod, the Hey, the Shin, the Va, the Hey, the go into the Yod, the Hey, the Va, the Hey. You say, well, why is that so important? Because, oh, thank you, Yahweh. It alleviates judgment from you. Here, Holy Ghost. Oh, thank you, Father. Can you feel that? See, when I started to declare the Yod, the Hey, the Shin, the Va, the Hey, now understand that that's not academia Hebrew. That's something that the church has put in there and has come in agreement to mean Yeshua the Christ sitting in the name of Yahweh and us sitting inside of Yeshua the Christ. But Yahweh honors it. And when you go in and you begin to say the Yod, the Hey, the Va, the Hey, you begin to go past the academia. You go into the supernatural, you go into the spirit realm of the Hebrew living letters and begin to call upon the name of the Lord. It becomes an automatic bench of three over you. Now, you see, when we think about a bench of three, a bench of judgment. Now, think about the who sits on the bench, a judge. The bench of judgment over us. Whew, oh, come on, get this in your spirit. The bench of three of judgment over us is not to condemn us and to look at us to see what's in our life. It is a bench of judgment before us, meaning it is the righteous standard that we carry. It is the righteous standard that surrounds us. It is the righteous standard that overshadows us. It's the righteous standard that we have come and said, I do too. And I'm not saying I do too, meaning that you said I do, and oh no, I cursed the other day, or oh no, I had a bad thought, or oh no, I went and did an explicit sin, or whatever the craziness that goes on in our life throughout life. No, 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 no. Oh, you don't understand. The judgment is to life. The judgment is to life. I thank Gustave LaRouche so much. He's told me this so many times. The judgment is to life. So the bench of three has a judgment for you, but it's a judgment to life and love and light and blood covenant of Yeshua. So as I begin to take on the frequency of the Yod, the Hey, the Va, the Hey, the judgment that has come is righteousness, peace, joy, health, wealth, prosperity, overcomer, delighting in God. Presence, secrets, mysteries, revelation, all the glory of God in his word. I can go on and on. These are the things you have to see it in the spirit realm. What I'm seeing, it is the government of Yahweh, the judgment of God. But it's not what you've been taught. You see, I and you have been taught the judgment of God means, oh, bad boy, oh, bad girl. No, 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 no. The judgment of God is, I've judged you, cleansed, my son took it all. Oh, did you hear it? I've judged you, cleansed, my son took it all. Oh, I'm going to say this one more time. I judged you, cleansed, my son has taken it all. But you don't understand, I sinned the other day, or you know what, God, I know I'm going to fail even maybe tomorrow or next week or 2 weeks from now. I there's some things that just haven't 100% overcome yet. I judged you to my righteousness. Man, do you see that? Ooh, I'm sorry. I don't know. I am like, woo, lightning is shooting through me right now. Why the blood? Oh, it's like, woo, it's vibrating through me. The blood. Oh, the blood's enough. Oh, it will go in and it will go in. It will go in. And take out anything that's been intermingled in your DNA, anything that's been intermingled in your bloodline, anything that's been intermingled in your generations, anything that's been intermingled in your flesh, and it will take it out, and it will go in and mend and restore and renew and complete, for you are complete in the blood covenant. The Zoe life of Yahweh has been given to you by the blood. All you have to do is believe. I'll do the rest, says the Lord. Yes, Yahweh. Oh, believe it or not, there'll become a day that sin and unrighteousness and works of the flesh will have no hold on you, not even a temptation in your life for sure will stand in the holiness that you already are. It will become your identity through me, says the Lord. Just keep trusting in me. Keep seeking my face and watch my secrets unfold before you and see this marvelous work I will do in you in spite of you, in spite of your flesh, in spite of the aggravations of life, in spite of all the circumstances and situations. I will do this marvelous thing in your midst, for I am the Lord God. Just trust in me. My righteousness is enough. My son's name is enough. My son's blood's enough. My covenant is enough. The bench that sets upon you is a bench of Zoe life, Zoe light, Zoe love through the blood covenant of the Lamb, Yeshua the Christ. Just receive that by faith. Just receive that by faith. Are you receiving this? Are you seeing this? the bench of three, Yahweh, Yod, He, Devar, He, is setting over you a judgment of life and light and light and righteousness through the blood of Yeshua. Can you feel that all through your body? Man, I'm feeling this all through my body right now, this cleansing. He's like, I've come to cleanse. I've come to make whole. Just call upon me. You don't surprise me. You don't surprise me by the things you go through, says the Lord. You don't surprise me when you have a bad day and you say something you shouldn't. You don't surprise me when you have a bad thought that you follow up on you shouldn't. You don't surprise me. I'm not an arrogant God. I'm not an arrogant God looking to destroy you. I've put my bench of three, my standard of righteousness, my government over you, my judgment over you to life. Oh my God, I hope y'all can see this. It's intermingling in our blood, and the very DNA of Christ is going into our very DNA and changes us and morphing us and transcending us and transformation and transfiguration into the blood of Yeshua, into the wholeness and holiness and the righteousness of the Lamb. Because our name is in the Lamb's Book of Life, the insignia of holiness and wholeness in Christ Jesus by the work of the cross, not by you and me, least anyone should boast, by the work of the cross. Woo! See what happens when you start talking about the name? Yod, hey, shin, va, hey, yod, hey, va, hey. Woo, just receive that. I want to end this podcast, but there's like a wind of the Spirit around me. I just embrace it right now and I ask you to embrace it. Oh, well, so give me a bad, I don't feel nothing. Just embrace it by faith. Just embrace it by faith. Embrace the grace of light and love and light and the blood covenant all over you. As you go in right now in your mind's eye, go into the mountain of the Lord and say, I set myself under the bench of three, Yahweh, Yeshua, Orach Kadesh, in the name of the Yod, the He, the Va, the He, the Yod, the He, the Shin, the Va, the He, wrap me with the seven spirits of the living God by Holy Spirit. Cleanse me by your precious blood and let your work of your DNA have its perfected work in me. Ooh, holiness, there it is. Ooh, holiness is going all through your body. I'm going to take care of it, says the Lord. I've seen your struggles. I've seen your pains. I've seen your hurts. I've seen your disappointments. I've seen those that come against you. I've seen those that have failed you. I've seen those that abuse you. I am the Lord, and I shall come and take care of it in the name of Yeshua. I see markers right now by the Spirit of God. There's markers that have happened in your life. You're using negative ones. Even sometimes positive ones will have a marker that you trust in that, and it holds you back from trusting in Yahweh and going further. But I see a lot of negative markers, maybe bad words, maybe abuse, maybe hurts, maybe failures, maybe sins, iniquities, maybe things you wish you never did, maybe things you wish never happened to you. I can go on and on with the list of markers. And Yahweh said, I'm coming to erase those markers, because what happened, those markers and triggers causes actions and reactions, causes needs, causes personality flaws, causes insecurity, inferiority complex, low self-esteem, causes judgment, self-judgment, self-hatred. And Yahweh, I see a wave, a tidal wave of the blood of Yeshua going through your DNA, through your lineage, and washing it gently. Gently, he says. Oh, I do it gently. I do it gently. I don't just rip it out. At least I rip out a part of you, because some of this stuff is deep in your soul, deep in your heart, deep in your ways, and I don't want to hurt you. I'm coming gently and going in and slowly transferring it and transcending it by the blood of Yeshua. Oh, can you feel that cleansing? Oh, there's a whole cleansing going through your whole body. Be healed in the name of Yeshua. Be healed in the name of Yeshua in your mind and your body. That blood disease, be healed in the name of Yeshua. That sickness in your body, be healed in the name of Yeshua. Those that are in fear from the chaos of the world, be healed in the name of Yeshua. Life, life, life. Zoe, life. Be healed. The light of God's on you. The light of God. You are a son. You are a son. You are a son. That's male or female. You are a son. You are the full right of the blood covenant. Let it come in and do its perfect work. all the way from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. I see this. Oh, there's those markers again. I keep seeing them. Go ahead, let them in. Let them in. Go ahead to the hurt, to the pain, to the fear, to the disgust, to the shame, to your even own failure, to the weakness of your soul that you couldn't overcome, to the greatest thing you've done that might have been a monument to you before the Lord. Whatever, just let them come in right now and heal. I sense the healing spirit of God. Oh, the virtue of the seven spirits of God, which is the virtue of Yeshua, be upon you right now. I wrap you in the angelic canopy of Yahweh. Be healed in Yeshua's name. Peace in your mind, in your body, in your soul by Jesus Christ. Whew. Glory to God. Oh, boy, I hope y'all went with me on that one. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, there's something like vibrating in my cells. Just receive it. You don't have to feel it. It's okay. I'm not special. It's not like something special is happening to me that's not happening to you. Just because I may be a little more spiritually aware or conscious of it, because I'm sensing it a little more, that doesn't mean it's not happening to you. The word of the Lord has gone forth, and it goes forth for all nations. Receive it. Or listen to this podcast 10 times if you need to. Receive it. Receive the healing power of the blood covered in Yeshua in your mind, your body, your soul, and your spirit. And the cleansing. You are cleansed. You'll never be unrighteous again. Oh, but I don't stand on Segima Bay. If I sin, I'm unrighteous. Your blood says you're righteous. The blood says you're righteous. Oh, but if I think like that, I'll just go do what I want. That's right. Go do what you want. But you're going to find out the more you engage Holy Ghost, the more you engage the name of Yahweh, the more you engage the Son Yeshua the Christ, what you want will become into the image of Yeshua the Christ. Oh, yetabashatabakoshatai. Ooh, fire. Oh, that's fire right now. Fire from heaven. Fire from heaven consumes you, goes into your cells and consumes the very memory of those addictions, the very memory of that pain, the very memory of the stony heart, the very memory of the rejection, the very memory of the shortcoming, the very memory of the iniquity, the very memory of the failure, the very memory of the stronghold of towers that you've built to make your own castle. Ah, the spirit of God, the fire comes and consumes it to purify, not to judge, to purify and make whole. Ooh, you getting this? Are you getting this? Jesus, we're like in the seventh heaven, if there is such a thing. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Just hold on. I mean, we're moving at the sound of speed right now in the heavenly realm. God Almighty, to the throne, to the throne, to the throne, be glory and honor to Yahweh. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Yeshua. I got to remember, I'm on a podcast. I'm up in the heavens. Yahweh, be glory to your name. Be glory to your name. I encourage your people to seek your face, to know your name, and to know the liberty of the blood covenant, Yeshua, that we rest in holiness. We rest in righteousness that's not of our own. It is Yeshua's, and he'll take care of it. And he'll make a way, not to judge, not to destroy, but to build up integrity. Oh, I come and agree and implore integrity to work in our lives, to work in my life, to work in the lives of those that listen and that may walk in the justice and the righteousness and the truth of God by his goodness, his mercy and grace as I stand right now before the throne of Yahweh. Right now, stand before the throne of God, his very mercy seat, his blood covenant. He's inhaling you by the spirit of God himself and changing your DNA into the righteousness of God. You are being made whole right now. Ooh. Man, I just sense skin disease right now being healed. Someone's got skin disease just being healed right now in the name of Yeshua. Ooh, liver. Something to do with the liver right now. Oh, I just speak it. If you know someone, you just agree for them. Don't have to be you. Just agree for them. The liver being healed right now. Heart disease, pulmonary heart disease right now. Congestive heart failure. We just begin to speak. We just begin to speak to your heart and to your arteries and to open up everything in there. I don't know. I'm not a medical doctor. I'm just seeing what I'm seeing by the spirit. Right now, by the blood of Yeshua. Right now, by the blood of Yeshua. Just receive it. And if that's not you, just receive it for someone else or disagree with me as we send out the angelic canopy throughout the nations right now. Ooh, don't miss soon coming is my mystic talk show Coffee and the Cosmos Mystic Talks with my great friend Daniel Jedediah Cook will be co-hosting it with me as we bring on special guests and their healing for the nations. Right now, drink from the living water, eat from the tree of life, eat from the leaves from the tree of life, Revelation chapter 22. Woo, as the Hebrew living letters are going through your body and healing your mind, body, soul through the blood covenant of Yeshua. Oh, I don't understand it. Don't understand it. Just receive it by faith. Just receive by faith in Jesus Christ. God, is transcendence happening right now. God, my God, my God. Jesus. Lightning of God. Go inside of you right now. Ooh, did you get that? Did you get that? Oh my God, it just came out of my body to out the nations. Oh, virtue of Yeshua. The seven spirits of God, I glorify you, Yahweh. Oh, I take authority over all fear, doubt, unbelief. Just receive it. Just receive it by faith. Don't try to feel it. It's okay if you're not feeling it. You will. Don't worry. You're going to wake up in the middle of the night in a revelation, in a vision, in a night watch. I release the revelation, vision, and night watches to you right now in the name of Yeshua. Well, who are you to do that? I'm just a son. I'm just a mouthpiece of the oracle of God speaking as a governor out of heaven. Having the four faces of Yahweh, ox, lion, eagle, man, morph on me right now as I speak to you. The holiness of Yahweh has been given to you by the blood covenant of Christ. All you have to do is receive it by faith and see what will begin to happen in your life. Whether this 1 second or later on in life, it will happen. I've released it by the blood covenant, Yeshua. And that what I spoke in heaven is now spoken in earth. Just receive it by faith in Yeshua's holy name. I thank you, Yahweh. I thank you, Yahweh. I thank you, Yahweh. Well, once again, whew, this is Segima Bay. God, y'all sense that. The angelic canopy is singing before the Lord. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Oh, God. You alone are worthy. You alone are worthy, my Lord. You alone are worthy, my Lord. There's no one like you. Yahweh, there's no one like you. You alone are worthy. You alone are worthy. Just receive it right now. Just receive it. Healing power as it is in heaven, so is it in the earth. In Yeshua's holy name. This is Segima Bay. I love you. You are so beautiful. Shalom.